This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was a day to spend with fathers and a day to remember some as well. Plus, coming up, Juneteenth is Monday. And it's a holiday. A lot of people unfamiliar with Juneteenth are very familiar with it. It has such an interesting origin as far as the fight to make it recognized. And a woman named Opal Lee, very much responsible for that, hailing out of Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, who for 40 years really pushed for something to happen. And now here she is deep into her 90s. And as of the last couple of years, it's been recognized. So we'll talk a little bit about that, of course. Plus, your thoughts. I'm going to weave them in, as we don't really have a mailbag, but there's so much mail, and we have mailbags all week long. I pulled out a couple of choice morsels just for this specific day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be with you. On Father's Day for me, I think of all the men that were significant in my life and still continued to be. My grandfather had a heavy influence. My own father did, but he died when I was 8, so much different than having your father still with you and through some of those really big, important years. But there were so many others that stepped up to fill in for him. And like I said, my grandfather, John Fitzgerald, was one of them. And RIP, Grandpop, I always remember you. On Father's Day, I think there's a lot of that going on. I saw it on social media, people remembering fathers and putting old pictures of when they were kids or teenagers or whatnot, or grandfathers or just other men that had an influence. And I think Father's Day is so important. The role of men and their influence on our lives, especially in that father's role, however it turns out, whatever it turns out to be for you. And I think, just like my day, I think it is important, you know, like have some of these days that they're contrived, they're Hallmark cards, but I don't think this Father's Day is interesting, and it's, the day is held on various dates across the world. And this is a day in the United States that's always been recognized in this particular Sunday, you know, Saturday into Sunday, and then here we go, swinging into a new week. It's always the same versus how in some cultures it kind of moves around. But the third Sunday of June and how fathers are recognized and the actual celebration of it and when it all started, the paternal bonds, the influence of fathers in society, the single most common date among the world countries, even though, like I said, it can float, is the third Sunday of June, which was founded in the state of Washington by Sonora Smart Dodd back in 1910. And since then, it's gone on, and it was finally, ultimately recognized. So again, happy Father's Day to all who have had so many influences on our lives. In the U.S., things that we are talking about, including this crazy sad story about a 33-year-old man who fell to his death from the Grand Canyon skywalk. You know, you hear these stories about people and selfies and in these historic areas. And this was a man who plunged into the canyon, and rescuers found his body. This is a popular tourist attraction. And this horseshoe-shaped glass bridge extends 70 feet over the canyon's rim, and there was a report of someone going over the edge. So The man was later transferred to an Indian reservation, a federally recognized Indian tribe located in northwestern Arizona, according to sheriff's reports. But this was somebody who definitely fell off the skywalk, which has had more than 10 million visitors since 2007. What happened, all of those details, nobody knows, only that it was reported that he went over, and when he went over, the search began, and that was back on June 5th. And you heard how many people I said have gone to that skywalk, and there was always big concern about, was this safe? Were people going to be taking selfies? Were they going to be leaning over the edge? Was there going to be something that could possibly, you know, were there going to be people that purposely dove off the edge? You know, what would that entail, and how could you safely keep people, and how could you keep people safe on the skywalk? And the answer is, of course you can't keep people safe. And when you have an open area like that, there is always the chance that someone could fall, or somebody could purposely plunge, or, you know, a myriad of things. Accidentally, we've seen that happen. Not always somebody being pushed, or not somebody who's trying to do that on purpose, but just some weird thing happens and they fall over the edge. So sad story there, except for the recovery and being able to get the body back to the family, I think is really, really super, super huge, obviously. Instead of just having a body down there in the vast canyon, and it getting week after week after week after week after week, because already here we are on June 18th, right on the verge of going into June 19th. Other things that are going on in our world, sadly, having to do with violence, weekend gun violence. One person was killed, 22 hurt outside of Chicago, and then a couple of people killed at a Washington music festival. You know, we talk about what happens in these mass shootings, and this one shooting happened in Willowbrook, Illinois. It happened, you know, just after midnight, and it was just a peaceful gathering of people celebrating Juneteenth before multiple shots were fired into the crowd. And there's always that thought that, of course, probably one victim knew the other victim, and that's what seems to have happened here. That's what they're investigating anyway. And sheriff's office was called to the scene, and they were looking for motives. They were looking for, you know, what was clear and what was unclear, and they transported people from the scene. And what a sad thing. I mean, Juneteenth is not supposed to be about that. So to have that happen where people are peacefully gathering is not the name of that game. And then you look at 2023 and how many mass shootings there have been. There's a thing called the Gun Violence Archive. There have been 310 mass shootings so far this year. And a mass shooting, by the way, the description of it, is a spot where at least four people are killed or injured, not including the shooter. On a happier note, a very big celebration for somebody who was 133 in the world, and they won our major U.S. Open in golf. Who is that, and what's the story? We got it coming up.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Continue here on the show. As I said, dads celebrating Father's Day was a very big theme, and there was one golfer. It was all about, and we're going to talk more about him when we get into the man cave, but there was one golfer that took the cake, so to speak, and the big trophy in the end, Wyndham Clark, who really was struggling on tour, partially because he lost his mother when he was 19, and she was the one who pushed him and helped him get into golf. Pushed him, he wanted to be in golf, but was there taking him really, there in his corner, that kind of stuff. And he started off 133 in the world. And at the end of the day, he ended up being, in the top 30, and the 29-year-old won the major golf tournament in the U.S., 123rd U.S. Open at the Los Angeles Country Club. And it was really weird, too, because this tournament was, they teed off later in Los Angeles, and because of the writer's strike, of course, there's like reruns galore, and there are other things that I think some of the networks are trying to air, and I guess NBC thought, well, what if we, I don't know, this is how this happened, but by teeing off later, it meant on the East Coast and in the Central Coast, in the Central Time Zone, you were watching golf in prime time. I mean, how about that for something a little bit different? I mean, there was, some of the golfers didn't necessarily like it, but I think it really worked, and so for him to beat Rory McIlroy and the rest of a really, really tough crowd in this U.S. Open was pretty amazing, because he hadn't won, like I said, a major. So he makes the cut, and goes then even beyond that. And so it's interesting because now he has a massive amount of money that'll flood into his bank account too because of the very big win. We'll talk more about that, and we'll talk more about that tournament, which is the first tournament coming off of, you know, the big shocking news of the merger, the LIV merger, which just was 2 weeks ago, and there were a lot of questions swarming a lot of these golfers in the beginning of this tournament to, you know, here we are at this crossroads, so to speak. So, you know, there you go. All right, some other odds and ends to talk about before we get to the man cave. Some other things that have been, I think, buzzing around the country. You know, in other words, I say this show is about what we're talking about in my backyard and your backyard. Maybe some things differ a little bit. There's common denominators. It's always obviously about the weather and about things that are happening that are the common denominators, what's happening with inflation, what's happening with food prices, and all of that. But the other thing is this race. I mean, it's not till 2024, right? But because of Donald Trump being in court earlier in the week and because of the polls coming out where he raised more than $7 million more for his war chest, because there's no doubt that no matter who enters the race and who talks about entering the race, including Miami's mayor, who decided that he was going to run, always so far up to this point, it's Donald Trump, the former president, who consistently wins the, you know, the polls, is consistently on, you know, is consistently on top, and nobody's even close. You have DeSantis who's on the trail, and he's constantly yipping at whatever's happening with Trump, especially when he's asked about it, obviously. And Mike Pence, the former VP, they're only happy to share their opinion on that subject. But 83% of Republican voters want Trump in the race, and they would vote for him. So the idea, I think, of anybody but Trump is not working with Republicans. The underlying tones of that aren't working. There was this NPR PBS News Marist national poll, and again, that poll found that number, 83% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, by the way, because that's a number of independents are important, whether they're going to vote for the Democrat or vote for the Republican, and both parties want that independent chunk. They say Trump should remain in the 2024 presidential race, by the way, after his arrest last week in Miami on this 37-count federal indictment, and that they would vote for him. So, yes, there's lots of legal woes, but right now Republicans are mostly standing with him. Will it hold, I think, is the key thing. Will it hold up? And for now, this does keep holding up, no matter what it turns out to be. I mean, overwhelmingly, he is the 2-1 favorite over the combined rest of the Republican primary field. You know, there are 64% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents backing him, period, that number. The 83 is the one thing. And then you could even go lower, went to a deeper poll, and you still get 64% compared to just 32% planning to support one of the dozen other candidates in the Republican field. So this is something to watch. You know, I talk about polls and what do polls mean, but I can't emphasize enough that I think in this case we are seeing the accurate thing. I mean, we are seeing the major feeling out there, and nobody is winning the war of words, really, or inspiring voters at least in these poll samplings, to want to go in a different direction instead of voting, and these primaries will be big, for the former president. You know, that's just, we're not seeing that at all. So while we're watching this marinate, and we still have more than 6 months to go of in 2023, and who knows where some of these court cases will end up, will they go through the court system where, you know, you actually have a trial before the primaries, or will that drag out, you know, further and dip into 2024, and would that have any kind of a significant effect? And the answer is it could, but we don't know the timeline of that at this point with pretrial motions and everything else that happens, you know, in between. And there's not just one case. There are other cases that are happening out there. So while that's marinating, we have something else that's marinating, and that's us, because we have triple-digit temps. I said the weather is the common denominator. We have triple-digit temperatures that have prompted really more heat advisories across much of the southern U.S. on Sunday, triggering severe thunderstorms that knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people from Oklahoma to Mississippi and produced some really gusty winds that raised wildfire threats in Arizona and New Mexico. So you even had a suspected tornado that struck near Scranton, Arkansas, early on Sunday, toppled some trees onto houses. There weren't any immediate kind of reports that have circulated of any kinds of injuries. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency over north and central Louisiana after severe weather caused those power outages on Saturday. There, many of you listening to the show, I know a lot of power has been restored. So there were many other places where people were dealing without power, and it includes that whole southern swath like Oklahoma and Texas and Arkansas, like I mentioned, that they had the one tornado, and Mississippi. So the idea that we're going to have more storms like these with damaging winds and hail and possibly tornadoes and all of that is pretty significant. And in Florida, the heat advisory was up mostly for the Florida Keys. Ooh, whenever I see triple digits, I just cringe. I don't care where I live or who tells me what kind of heat we have. Talking about that special golfer plus F1 next.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least four people are dead after shootings in three different states. One person was killed and at least 20 others injured from a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Chicago. Two people are dead and three others injured after a shooting near the Beyond Wonderful EDM Festival in Washington State. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is starting talks with leaders in China. Presidential hopeful Asa Hutchinson is urging fellow Republicans to back off from accusations that the Department of Justice is being weaponized. The former Arkansas governor said on ABC's This Week the GOP needs to go back to being the party of the, quote, rule of law. The Flash is the winner of this weekend's box office despite a disappointing performance. The DC film made $55 million over the weekend, however lower than the $70 million projections. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Andy, coming up, more tidbits on the U.S. Open that many of us saw in primetime. If you're a fan of golf and you clicked into the Peacock Network, otherwise you were flipping around. Or maybe you were celebrating and doing something else, I don't know. But it is fascinating. I'll talk about that. Plus, who won the F1 stop this time around? So Formula One racing. I'm a big fan all of a sudden of anything on wheels. And I watched the tail end of this. So who took it in Montreal? But before we go there, I was a guest for a segment on Leland Vitterich show, which is on News Nation. It's On Balance is the name of the show on News Nation. And it was really interesting to talk to him. He talks about all the hot topics that are going on and has really an irreverent perspective, and then has kind of a, it's On Balance, you know, he has a balanced point of view. So I was thrilled to be asked to join him on TV last week to talk about a crazy article that a journalist wrote about two twins who were basketball players at Fresno, then went to Miami. And he criticized them because they were just the hot girls, he said, and compared to these other young women in sports, why were they getting all the attention and all the money? And I don't think it's fair. Women come in all shapes and sizes, and if you're going to empower women, I think picking them apart is not a good thing at all. So anyway, here is that segment that was aired on News Nation.
Seems obvious now, but a year or so ago, nobody knew who the highest paid college athletes would be. Turns out, they aren't top picks for the NFL draft, but rather three very beautiful and, relatively speaking, mediocre female basketball players and one gymnast. Hannah and Haley Cavendier play for the University of Miami and turn their Instagram and TikTok social media accounts into virtual printing presses. When the rules changed last year and allowed student athletes to profit on their name, image, and likeness, the twins cashed in big, millions big. That didn't sit well with some, especially Ethan Strauss, a writer for the Free Press, who wrote the NCAA has a hot girl problem. The Cavendier twins, the emerging oligarchs of women's college basketball, aren't the best players, but they might be the best looking. Ethan writes the Cavendier twins, Moore said, have benefited handsomely from their very blonde girl next door looks, posting videos of themselves in bikinis and tight-fitting dresses. Lots of their videos hint at the possibility of one twin having a boyfriend. Others wink at the male fantasy of group sex with identical sisters, featuring captions like, when he asks for blonde twins for Christmas, and, quote, I want a girl with a twin sister. The twins say the article just perpetuates a blatant sexist trope. Kate Delaney is with us, host of America Tonight. You know, look, we deal a lot with what's fair on this show. I go sort of unfair, this past unfair, this article, just to being downright mean, and I'm trying to figure out, Ethan, why Ethan, who we invited on, he wouldn't come on, shocking. What are you so offended by?
Yeah, I don't understand. I think it's ridiculous that if women are supposed to be empowered, so what that they're beautiful? I mean, good for them. They work hard on their physiques. They did when they were at Fresno. They get the break. They go to Miami. And I say bravo to them. And I don't understand why there has to be this tearing down of them because they're attractive and they're doing what so many other influencers would do. They got hot on TikTok, and it was almost an accident because it was during the pandemic. They came up with something clever, and then that eventually a year later launched them into this stratosphere. And again, I think for them it's positive, and it should be positive for other young women. It doesn't have to be negative.
Yeah, look, Jeannie Bouchard, professional tennis player. She was a Wimbledon finalist and then sort of left professional tennis. Now an influencer, Paige Spranik, never really did well in professional golf at all. 2013, 2014, second team All Mountain West golfer, San Diego State, and now is one of the most sort of powerful and voices in golf and in social media. What I think is interesting is that, you know, being a beautiful woman gets you ridiculed and made fun of. On the other hand, nepotism on the male side is just fine. Bronny James, son of LeBron James. Nobody says, hey, look at this guy who, you know, the only thing that he is going for him is his dad, who has given him everything in the world to help him be a pro basketball player. Archie Manning, nephew of Peyton and Eli Manning, famous last names, yet to even really play. Archie Manning became famous before he even went to college. And everyone in sports media just can't get enough of these two guys. What's going on?
Yeah, and you know, by all accounts, looking at what they can do, and I certainly have talked to lots and lots of scouts, Leland, about both of them, and I think they do have the right stuff ultimately, but you use the right word, nepotism. So they had nepotism in their favor, and they got the leg up from that. So if you're talking about Haley and Hannah, and they get a leg up because of their looks, again, they still were on the team in Fresno. They still were on the team in Miami. That should count for something.
Yeah. Look, I mean, look, if you want to say just because they are beautiful and it's terrible, but because they have nepotism, then it's great. The double standard is bewildering. As we said, we invited Ethan on to come chat with us. He declined. Shocking, but the invitation's still open. Kate, we're glad to have had you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard that discussion there. It's crazy. It makes no sense that, listen, clearly, and these are beautiful, young, by the way, Christian girls who had some athletic ability, played, as you heard us discuss there, for Fresno. Then they were recruited because now the name, the image, the likeness thing was lifted, and athletes can use that to their advantage, which they should be. After so many schools were making millions and millions of dollars. So I think because they won the genetic lottery, they shouldn't be penalized. All right, speaking of winning the lottery, I mentioned it already. It was about Wyndham Clark, who broke through, edging out the very popular Irish golfer Rory McIlroy for his first major championship. He was so broken up at the end, so excited, and just sobbing, remembering his mother and saying he felt like his mother was with him, even though 10 years ago she died, but she was such an influence in his golf, and here it was Father's Day, and I thought it was just wonderful to hear him say that and talk about breaking through the way that he did in the City of Angels at the Los Angeles Country Club. So the new national champion is this 29-year-old whose only other PGA Tour win came last month, ironically, at Wells Fargo, the Wells Fargo Championship, but he had never finished better than tied for 75th at six major appearances since 2020. In four of those six majors, he didn't even make it into the weekend, so it was phenomenal what he was able to do. He posted one of the low scores of the tourney with a 64 in round one and entered the final day as co-leader with Ricky Fowler, who was is a popular guy but on the tour, but had never won a major either. So he seized control. He was pretty aggressive, and he was able to scramble on some holes, and he built his lead with birdies on some difficult par threes. And on a difficult par three, and he was able to scramble on some others and avoid disaster. And lo and behold, he won by one stroke, beating McIlroy. It was that close. McIlroy said afterwards, it was hard to get the ball really close all day. And he said, those are a couple things I'll rue today. I hung in there. I fought right to the end, but I didn't get the job done. And McIlroy hasn't won a major since, it's been 9 years since he won a major. So how about Clark being able to do what he did from all the way back to, who is that we're talking about, to winning the whole thing? Congratulations to him. All right, speaking of congratulating, I am just hooked on F1. It was that Netflix series, and my friends telling me they watched it. Oh, I should watch it. And anyway, I watched it. And knowing more about it and seeing the behind the scenes, so Max Verstappen won another Formula One race on Sunday. He finished ahead of Fernando Alonso and Lewis Hamilton. This was the Canadian Grand Prix in Montreal. What's interesting is he races for Red Bull. It was their one, think of Red Bull, right? Good American company. What a great endorsement it is for them. It was Verstappen's third straight wire-to-wire win, his fourth win in a row, his sixth win in eight races this season for Red Bull, 100th win for Red Bull. He has just been so dominant. He is now a two-time world champ, and he's got the fastest car on the grid he has all season long. I mean, he led every lap running in Formula One since the late stages of the Miami Grand Prix on May 7th. So that's 224 in a row and counting. Wow, that's like such a long, incredible streak. And, you know, sports is about numbers of all sorts, and those are some pretty big numbers. And I already mentioned for Red Bull, that's 100. It's also eight wins for Red Bull in eight races. Dominant, dominant, dominant. And fun to watch the finish of that. We'll see what's happening next. The next race is July 2nd. It's the Austrian Grand Prix in Spielberg, Austria. The music means the Man Cave is closing. UBI's coming up next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is one of my favorite things that we do on this show. Ubiquitous bits of information, a.k.a. fun facts. And it can be anything. And our crackerjack technology guru, boy, that's a good title to bestow on him, Jeremy Paulson joins us. And we talk about UBIs.
I'll take it.
Yeah, take it. You should. Yeah, guru. I mean, that means you scramble, you care, you get things done. So, and I appreciate that, and so do the listeners of America Tonight. So, your fun facts, UBIs, what do you got for us?
I'm an avid video gamer, or I like to play video games. I wouldn't say I go to the extreme where it takes over my whole life, but I do like to go home and play once I get off work.
What do you like? What's your favorite game?
I play a lot of sports games. Like, I don't know, I like racing, basketball, football.
Wow.
I play sports games.
Yep.
But I got a couple of video game facts.
Okay.
What was the very first video game? In your opinion.
Video game Pac-Man.
No, it was in 1958. It was a game called Tennis for Two. Or basically, like, if Pong, everyone remembers Pong.
Right.
But it was made on an oscilloscope. Those are the little devices to tell waves, you know?
Right.
It was built on that, and it was basically just like Pong, and you use little dials. It was called Tennis for Two in 1958.
Oh, I bet you there were some people that were just totally addicted to that, because it would have been a brand new cool thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, what do you think they are worth, the video game industry?
Oh, I'm going to say it's a... Okay, I'm going to say it's a $1 trillion industry, is it?
In 2022, it got estimated as $184 billion.
Woo! That's pretty high.
That's a lot.
Yeah. $184 billion. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's why we're seeing movies are video games. There's some movies where it's a video game.
Right?
Yeah.
Mario.
Yep.
Just came out.
Yeah.
This is a surprising to me. Is what do you think is the best-selling game right now of all time?
Best-selling game of all time, Madden.
See, I thought something like that, Madden, or what's that fighter game? Everyone plays it.
Fighter game.
Yeah, shooter game. It's a shooter. Everyone plays.
Oh, yeah, I can't think of it. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, but surprisingly, no. It is actually Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. You hear a lot of people talk about Minecraft, though.
Yeah, my old roommate played Minecraft. My sister played Minecraft. But I guess since 2011, Minecraft has sold over 200 million copies.
Wow! Pretty good for Mojang Studios, huh?
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, I thought it would be something else, like Mario or something. Like, no, Minecraft.
Yeah, yeah, and you know what? That's that whole downloadable game category thing, and, you know, it was just so interesting. I guess it's, whatever it is, it attracts all kinds of people, because you just said this, your sister, roommates, etc. There's something about that game that attracts people.
I think it's the creativity. Like, you can literally almost do anything, really.
Yeah.
You know?
I bet that's what it is. Wow.
Call of Duty was the game I was thinking of. The
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Call of Duty was big. Yeah. I like how you're saying the shooting, you know, the what were you saying? The shooting movie.
I used to play
Call
it a long
Duty.
Time ago.
Yeah, that's still got to be up there, but Minecraft, how about that?
Yeah. And then this is the most interesting one, the one that I thought was you might like. So, you know Lara Croft, right? Tomb Raider, Lara Croft?
Right.
Do you know what it was originally supposed to be?
Tomb Raider. No, I have no idea.
It was supposed to be Lara Cruz. So when he came out with this game, it originally was supposed to be a male adventurer.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't like the pitch. They thought it was too, like, Indiana Jones. So then you shifted to, like, a South American girl explorer. And it was Lara Cruz. And it was supposed to be Lara Cruz. But they wanted a UK name. They wanted her to be European. So it changed to Lara Croft.
Wow. And Lara Croft is so much better than Cruz. I mean, that's an iconic name, you know. You think of Tomb Raider from 2001 to 2008, right? And it's got a video, that whole video game created by the British gaming company, which makes sense that they would then want someone European, that whole idea of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Nice. I like it. Yeah. I like it. So we go from video games to mine is microwaves and things that you cook, and you think about that. When do you think microwaves were invented?
Microwave 64?
Oh, such a good guess.
Close?
Right? Microwaves. You were kind of close, right? Microwaves were invented... I mean, actually, it was the start of the microwaves, the first experiments, if I'm going to be really nail the fact on this, the UBI, started in 1894. There was an Indian physicist that performed the first experiments with microwaves. He produced those millimeter waves that generated the frequencies that you needed that sparked the oscillator that was the whole thing of what the microwave was about. But practical use of microwave frequencies didn't happen until the 40s and 50s. Because you had to have adequate sources for that, right? That you could be able to reproduce that. I mean, now you can get a microwave so cheaply.
So I was kind of right. I mean,
yeah, you were kind of right. You were kind of right, yeah. It's when they got big. In the 50s and 60s, it started to get bigger. You know, the microwave dishes, all the things that came out, the ability of short waves to quickly heat materials and cook food and all that.
Did they come out that if you watch it, the radiation thing?
Yeah. That's right. You need to be careful. The hot box. You know, really prior to the 70s, microwave devices and circuits were bulky and expensive. So in a widespread arena, it was really deeper into the 70s before that, because it's those electronic parts. In 76, they had the first integrated circuits. They call them ICs, obviously. And that functioned at microwave frequencies. And then that's how they became very, very common. You know, that whole single chip microwave receiver. And it's almost creepy when I start to read too much about this. I think, why am I ever heating anything in a microwave?
I was just going to say, I don't like microwaves. I actually like toaster ovens and like conventional ovens. And,
yeah.
I'm not a big fan of microwaves.
Yeah, thinking of that. And speaking of convection ovens, how about the air fryer? I mean, that's one of the most popular appliances now on the market that I can think of. I have one too. Do you use it a lot?
I do. I do at home. Alex wants to get one for the studio.
Oh, it'd be so good. I'm starting to use one. I got one, and they have only been popular really the last 15 years or so, but it goes back. The same thing, the science and the technology.
Oh, you can make so many things. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
And I think it's better for you. I don't know. Just in my head, maybe it is. I like it better.
You can make, like, desserts, too. Like, you buy the little pastry things, and it's pretty good.
Well, the history of the air fryer goes all the way back to the 1940s. A man named William Maxson invented it.
In the 40s?
Uh-huh. He churned out a number that just wasn't popular. Churned out a whole bunch of different inventions during World War II. And that was one of the things that he turned, you know, came up with.
That's crazy. Yeah. In the 40s and didn't even get popular until probably, 70 years later?
Well, yeah, think about it. Like I said, really, it's the last decade especially that we've seen that it's been, better. Yeah. I mean, bigger release, I guess, is the way to say it.
I think it's way better. You don't have all the grease and stuff.
Right. And it's an air fryer. The reason they came up with that term is because it's a generic way to describe convection cooking technology. So it was really Philips air fryer in 2010 that was released, and that was really the first iteration of the air fryer that we have now. They had been toying with it, though, 5 years before that, so they really started to mess around with it in 2005.
All right, we got to go. My bad.
How about that? All right. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of the show and the UBIs. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.